Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to this week's episode of Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know. Welcome back. How have you been? How's your week? Happy Friday or whatever day you're listening to this on.
Happy Friday. It's always Friday for me.
Is it?
Happy whatever
day. It's usually about a Sunday for me.
I'm very far behind, so it will just be a matter of every day from now on.
Next time you're on a plane.
Yeah.
Well, I am Julie Eisentrager, and with me around the table we have...
Zane C. Weber.
It's me, KB.
And a very special guest...
Danny Altamura.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Are you excited? Are you pumped?
I am excited, a little bit nervous, very pumped.
You know how casual you are. You just saw the round table banter.
It was very enjoyable.
While we were eating GYG. Hey, want to sponsor us, Guzman, Mike Gomez?
Also, we're not eating that because that would be terrible mic technique, chewing into a microphone.
You're very tempting me now just to eat on microphone. So
anyway, stop. Today,
the beautiful Danielle has brought us a musical that she loves, I assume.
I do.
Good, just checking. What be that musical?
It is a lovely little musical called Be More Chill.
It's new, it's hip, all the kids love it.
The kids do love it.
I feel like it's my catchphrase every day. Just be more chill, KB.
To yourself?
Be more chill.
That's your mantra.
That's my mantra.
My daily mantra.
I wake up in the morning and I'm like, be more chill.
It's written on a bathroom mirror.
It kind of is.
Well, it may or may not be mean have chill in the same context.
No, it doesn't. It definitely doesn't.
Wait, what? All right, before I find out what that means, let's learn a little bit more about Danielle. Are you ready?
I am.
For Firstly, the quiz.
Is it Danny or Danielle?
Either. Probably Danny. Let's go Danny.
Let's go Danny.
Yeah. We're friends.
We're friends here.
Okay. Well, Miranda's not here. She's in the land
so
of Oz.
So Zane has to sing.
There you go. It's the most offensive way I can sing that.
And it will never happen again, Julie.
I can't even, like, I need a sample of that just to send to Miranda. This is what happens when you are not here.
She'll hear it. She listens to all the episodes.
That was terrifying. Okay. Question number one on the Getting to Know You quiz. Which musical character would other people compare you to?
I outsourced this question to my friend Patrick Aiken.
Oh, friend of the show Patrick Aiken. Hello.
Hey, Pat. And he said Joe from Little Women, which is a musical I have not seen, but I have seen the movie a million times, and I'm going to take it as a compliment,
I think. Definitely a compliment. Yeah. It's definitely a compliment. Pat definitely means that as a compliment. That is... Okay.
If I said it to you, it wouldn't be a compliment.
I don't want to besmirch Patrick's reputation here. But I did.
However,
at 10 a.m. today,
yes,
I did get a message from Pat saying, "What are some like go get 'em strong female characters like Joe from Little Women?" And I'm like, "All right, list off 20 characters. What do you need this for?" "Oh, nothing. You're very good at this game." Silence.
I'm not going to lie. He did send me a text with about 5 options and that was good. The first one.
I was going to say, so he's outsourced his homework and then not even used it.
He did come up with Joe from Little Women by himself.
What were the other options? I just want to know what the other options
are. Oh, let me see if I can find the message.
Yeah, let me see if I can find the message.
I had Matilda in there. Like,
yeah, he said Matilda.
So he's taken the top five.
I had Reno Sweeney.
Oh, please tell me that was it.
Dolly Gallagher?
No.
Fanny Bryce?
Yep.
Joanne from Rent?
No.
Fiona from Shrek?
No.
Velma Kelly?
No.
Tracy Turnblad?
No.
Effie White?
I like a lot of these.
You have so many.
The Witch from Into the Woods?
No.
Jane from Calamity Jane? Calamity?
Oh, I would have been thrilled to get that one.
Same. You're like...
Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, I'm, look.
Do you host a musicals podcast?
That's crazy.
I mean, this is what you can expect if you do your homework every single week, ladies.
I've done my homework, Zane. Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, thanks for looking at Katie because I know that was all at me.
You went to London for a while.
I did. I disappeared for a whole year. Excuse.
And I also had Elle Woods on that list.
Oh, my friends. That's a good one.
All right, so we're sticking with Joe.
Yeah, we'll stick with Joe.
Okay.
Good one.
Then which musical character would you like other people to compare you to?
I think maybe Emily from the musical Emily.
Right.
I kind of like her. Yeah, she's a bit weird, but like she means well. She like tries to help other people and I'm like, I'm so kind of
really
nice sometimes.
Really independent, but charmingly helpful.
Yeah, wait, is that the one? Like Elton John, you know? Like
based on the movie? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Correct.
Still haven't watched
and
it.
Likes Elton John.
And likes Elton John. Yeah, I like Elton John.
I like Elton John too.
Great time all around. What is your dream role?
It's actually Phil Connors from Groundhog Day.
Love it.
I feel like he's got so much sass and so much aggression. I think it would be really cathartic.
He does.
I like that.
And I mean, you only have to learn like a certain amount of script and then
exactly,
the rest.
It repeats.
I'm all for less work. All the applause.
We know.
What is your favorite Sondheim show?
See, I'm a little bit embarrassed with this one because I actually have only ever seen two shows and both of them were movies.
That's okay.
Fine.
But it's Gypsy.
Why would you be embarrassed? Actually, I'm offended that you said you were embarrassed.
And I also was not expecting Gypsy. I was like, okay, it's Sweeney Todd or Into the Woods. Which one is it?
It was the other one was Sweeney.
Thinking West Side Story and then I went, wait.
No,
I think that's an option.
Gypsy was one of those movies that used to be on television like every Saturday afternoon.
Which one? Which one?
The Bette Midler one.
Yeah, the best one.
You've just made a best friend, girl.
Yes.
Yeah, Bette is my Mama Rose.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm not denying.
She's the one that everyone else gets compared to in my head.
Totally.
Yeah, and fails miserably.
Carolyn O'Connor came close.
Nope. Yeah.
You didn't see her, so you don't know.
Was I born? Was I born?
Yeah, this was like 4 years ago.
Was I born?
Guys, quick move on before we get any further into this. Okay, what is your go-to shower song?
It's probably I Believe from Book of Mormon.
Nice.
Nice.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Okay, the hard one.
Or the easy one, depending on your personality.
Yeah. You have to delete one musical from existence, which one is it?
I really struggled with this because I like all musicals that all the ones that I've heard anyway. But the one that I chose was Bye Bye Birdie.
Okay.
I have two reasons though.
We haven't had Bye Bye Birdie. I don't know.
Well, when I was in high school, my friends and I used to sit behind the drama building and one year they did Bye Bye Birdie. So every lunchtime, all we would hear would be the rehearsals. On top of that.
That's going to kill any musical for you.
But also I had friends who were in the show. So even when they weren't rehearsing in class, they would be out with us rehearsing. So I heard it for like ever, for like 6 months. And I really hated it. But more than that, I actually don't remember any of it. It made no impact on me whatsoever. Whereas,
that's a good reason to delete
something. Well, because the following year they did Footloose and that is like seared into my brain. But I remember nothing about Bye Bye Birdie. So I'm like, sorry guys, I don't remember you, you're out.
That's wow. Fair.
Yeah.
That's
the only thing I remember from Bye Bye Birdie is the telephone song.
Yeah, that's it. And like the poster, like...
I know the poster for Bye Bye Birdie. Yeah. I don't know anything about Bye Bye Birdie.
So have a guitar and there's like a car or something with lots of people in it.
Isn't that all shook up?
That's all shook up.
No, I think, I think there is like
it's the lettering that I can picture. But maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, anyway.
Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie.
It's gone. No one will know.
Bye Bye.
I think it's probably the most valid reason anyone has ever brought to the table.
Yeah.
That's
a good reason, Danny. You're very good at it.
Yes. Well, let's maybe take a itty bitty break and learn then a little bit about Be More Chill. Alrighty, someone's going to have to tell me about this plot.
About the plot.
Because I listened to the music and wasn't paying attention.
All right.
Zane, don't you dare say what you said it was about before.
I will not.
You have 3 minutes. Go.
Imagine
okay,
Little Shop of Horrors, except it's set in modern day high school.
I hate it already.
And instead of a plant, it's a supercomputer that you swallow as a pill.
I like it.
like it a little bit more. You lost me at high school and modern day.
Yeah, they really...
But why do you take the pill, Zane?
You take the pill to be more chill.
To be more chill.
To make you better. It tells you all the answers to everything you need to know and how to be a cooler person.
Yeah. Is it birth control?
No.
Then that's just adding something to the vitamins and all the other stuff I take.
You only have to take it once.
Yeah, and then it's forever. Maybe.
Back on board.
It's kind of like Little Shop of Horrors mixed with the movie Upgrade.
Have you seen the movie Upgrade, Julie?
I haven't even seen Be More Chill, so no, I've not seen it. Oh, okay. Wait, there's a whole song in this called Upgrade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yes. So it's basically the main guy wants to be cooler.
Okay.
Or at least just wants to survive.
Okay.
And then he gets the opportunity to take this pill and it might work, it might not work, and it does work, and then he becomes cooler, but then the chip turns against him and wants to take over the world.
Yeah. Cool. Back on board.
Yeah.
Does everyone have an opportunity to take it or is it just
offered
to him?
Some people have already taken it.
Yeah.
So is that all the brains going haywire then?
Sometimes.
Cool.
I'm not going to spoil it. You have to go see it. Or listen to it.
Yeah, at least listen to it all the way through.
I listened to it and I still didn't get it. I listened to it.
I was going to say, you can't lie to it all the way through.
Who am I trying to kid?
I got to admit, it is a musical that some of the lyrics are a little bit weird. And when you listen to it without context, you're like, what is happening right now?
It's the first album, I was saying to someone today, I've never listened to Joe Iconis' music as an album before. I've heard one-off songs here and there for the last 10 years.
Songs, yeah,
like standalone songs. So to sit down and listen to a whole album was a really weird experience because I was like, I like it, I don't like it, what do I like anymore? I don't know. but it's had a pretty cool run. Like it's taken a couple of years to get to Broadway, but it's just
so opened. What can you tell us?
Take it away.
I mean, I feel like you all jumped on me to tell the synopsis.
Hot. I mean, we didn't force you, you just did it yourself.
You literally pointed at me and said, you have 3 minutes.
Go, Daddy, take it away.
It's a pretty fun little musical as to how it got to Broadway. It was just a little show in New Jersey in 2015. It had fairly good reception as far as the crowds went and social media, but got fairly lukewarm reviews. So it didn't really go anywhere. That was kind of as far as it went. But the production company Two River Theatre did agree to produce a original soundtrack, which they released and put on the internet, and that was kind of it. And then 2017 rolls around and they suddenly start getting heaps of attention, lots of people speaking to them on social media and contacting them, and then all of these little things start popping up, fan blogs and vlogs and people doing covers of songs, and animatics where like people would like make storyboards to the songs and that kind of thing, and
it
just took off
like a new age cult following.
It was really, really a true example of the power of social media. Like it just took off, and so they released the licensing for the show to regional theaters. There was actually a Sydney production of it, I think, in late 2017 or early 2018. Many different places around the world kind of did little shows, and then they had an off-Broadway production last year, which was really successful. It sold out the first week, and then they did an extension week, which sold out in like 6 hours.
Whoa.
People came from all over the world to see it. People loved it, and now it's on Broadway with one of the stars of Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen, the original Jared, I want to say.
Well, I hadn't really heard about Be More Chill until the middle of last year when you were like, hey, KB, you should listen to this show. If you like Dear Evan Hansen, you probably will like Be More Chill. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. And so I listened to it because Zane knows everything. And then everyone
don't
now
say
is
that.
Like,
look at that face. That is so smug.
He does know everything.
I mean, you were just complimenting me on the strong female characters list that I just whipped out of nowhere.
But
don't make it sassy.
I'm so sorry. I did this to everyone. I only tell the truth though, so he can take it how he wants. But it was the second most talked about musical on Tumblr.
Yeah.
And in 2017, so
with Hamilton being number one and Dear Evan Hansen being number
so
three.
So, like, Tumblr must be, like, dirty stuff.
Yeah.
And talking about Be More Chill. That's my understanding of Tumblr.
No. Almost entirely, like, teenage zeitgeist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, supernatural.
That sounds awful.
Musical.
Yeah. Well, for someone in their 20s, yes, it is.
But we don't need to use Tumblr. And it's had over 150 million streams on Spotify. Like, yep. For a show that's only just made it to Broadway.
At least a few hundred of those are me.
Yeah.
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 Oh, many are me.
I believe. Yeah. That's fascinating. I don't think that happens a heck of a lot these days.
No, well, this is not a track that a lot of musicals take. Like, they don't have just a little recording made and then they're put out there and then are adopted by the world. Yeah. It's usually a lot more gatekeepery along the way. It's like, okay, well, you can't do anything with this until we talk to producers about going off Broadway, and then you can't do anything until, because there's a production going to be staged community theatre in
Brisbane.
On the
Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, next year.
Mm.
It's very exciting.
I believe it's also been, as much as there's not a lot of news about it, picked up for a movie as well.
Probably. Yeah, if they're in talks.
I've heard that Greg Berlanti, the producer who made Riverdale and the CW show.
Do you know what? When I tried doing my dream cast for this, that is who I went for. I was like, who are the CW and Disney kids? Because they're the ones that are going to get cast in this.
I read a compiled list the other day of all the proposed musical to movie conversions.
Oh, yeah.
In the next 5 years, and there's something like 80
that
are proposed. And of course, Wicked is one of them.
Wicked's always.
At one point, there were five Wicked things happening at the same time.
How can you even. Anyway, NM.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It is in talks for a film as well.
It's very interesting.
Super hugely popular in the awards categories. Like, it has so many nominations for different things over a span of different awards. And it's the first thing I've ever seen Tony Awards Best Original Score pending.
Well, it's today, isn't it? The Tonys are the...
Yeah.
Well, technically
how
tomorrow.
Exciting is that?
It's like, as of recording.
It doesn't say nominated. It doesn't say won. It says pending.
Yeah. Because tomorrow it might change. And it is interesting because I think there's a lot of people in our generation and above that are like, I don't really like it. But I think it's really taken off because it's your typical teenage coming of age story, but a lot of that kind of stuff is happening at the moment. Yeah. There was a movie called... Status Update, that was like, if you send out a status update, you get whatever you want and it becomes popular. Like, there's this big thing of like technology helping kids become more popular.
But I will say there it has also been some controversy around the fan base of Be More Chill, because especially with Tumblr has a thing, a tendency of taking fandom too far. And like some of the talent, the actors that have been involved in it have been... Like, there have been threats and people are stage dooring them, and they just push them too far. There's physical contact.
That's crazy. And it's just... Kids these days need to calm down. Be more chill.
The fandom's very intense.
Yeah.
That fandom fighting against critics is a fight that's very interesting to watch play out as well.
Yeah.
There's a really big rift between the Broadway... I guess the standards and the fandom.
Yes, because the critics have got to be like 20s plus.
At least.
Yeah. Especially, and the fandom's in their teens. So good luck, guys.
But it's taken its original, like the original cast has gone to Broadway for the most part.
Mostly,
not everyone, but for the most part. And I read a really nice quote actually in NBC News article. There was an NBC News article about it that said, Be More Chill joins Netflix To All the Boys I Loved Before as a story showcasing Asian American teens who are not defined by their racial identity and who are fully fleshed out characters occupying center stage.
Yeah.
And for a show to take this long to do that, it's pretty incredible. And
Dear Broadway.
Dear Broadway.
More, please.
Yes, please. Unfortunately, I have thrown that out the window at my dream cast. So sorry, Broadway. I'm asking what I will not provide myself.
Okay. All right. I think I get it, guys.
Do you? Are you sure? Are you sad? Yeah. No, I'm that's
shaking
fine.
My head.
I will say, so because the original recording was released a while ago, there has just been earlier this year a Broadway cast recording. I think I'm the only one at the table that's listened to both.
I've only listened to Broadway.
I have listened to both.
You have?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I'm KB. I do my homework.
Well, I listened to the first one when Zane told me about it 2 years ago, and now I listen to this one this week because I was like, that's a different image on the one I listened to. I think I like the original better.
I'm very adamantly in the original.
Yeah. There's something happened and I don't know whether there's more techno in the new one. I don't know whether it's like there's a few like melody changes and stuff, but for the most part listening to it as a whole, I like the first one better.
I feel in the new one they differentiate between singing and talking a lot more, where they go from where in the original it would be mostly like sung through exposition.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I need to listen to the first one then.
Yeah.
Because listening to the second one, I was like, shh, 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 you're whinging again. And I'm not about it.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe that was it.
And I really don't like the Keanu Reeves squib. I really hate that bit.
No. See, I've seen a few clips of the Broadway version, and Will Roland is probably my biggest. Like, I love him. I think he's great, but he definitely speaks things more than Will Connolly, who was in the original cast, did. I think Will Connolly had a beautiful voice and really brought that, like, brought a lot of pathos to how he sung it. Whereas I think Will Roland's portrayal is a little bit kind of angrier.
Maybe that's
which
it.
Is still fine. Like, I still like it, but I think comparatively, I prefer the kind of Will Connolly so sad in the way that he sings it, and it's so beautiful.
And it definitely has a different sound to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
go out, listen to it, and maybe we'll put a poll up on our Facebook page to see which one you
Julie,
prefer.
Julie, write that down.
I'm doing it right now. Yeah. All right. Have you got any more handy, interesting? What am I looking for?
Words. Fancy facts.
Fancy facts. Have you got any more fancy facts us?
Before we go through, I would like to, for everyone who has an opinion on what your favourite song is.
Michael in the Bathroom. Cannot stop listening to it.
I am not surprised, KB.
I want to sing it so bad. Like, I feel like I relate to it so much. I was like, yeah, that's my schooling days in a nutshell. I know, it's so sad.
I don't know if it's sad. I didn't get that far through.
You need to listen to it.
Oh, it's the best song in the whole show.
Thank you, Danny.
That's the song that actually led me to the show, because I was one of the people in 2017 who like came across it on Instagram. There was like a video of Michael in the Bathroom and I was like, what is this? I love it. And I like Googled it and came across one of the recordings where people had like storyboarded the whole show from like some kind of bootleg and like the original cast recording. And I sat there for like the whole 2 hours like, this is horrific. Like presentation, but I'm so like,
you're like interested
invested.
In what's
happening.
Missed work for this.
I was just sitting there like, I am way too old to be into this, but here I am. Like,
then what's your favorite song? Is it Michael in the Bathroom?
It is Michael in the Bathroom. Although I do love, I can't remember what it's called. Rich started a fire. Song.
The
smartphone hour.
Yes, the smartphone hour, which is, speaking of Bye Bye Birdie, a reference to telephone hour.
And Christine's second song, I can never remember the title of it. It's not the one about loving theatre.
A guy that I'd be into?
Yes, that's also a great song.
That is.
I'm amazing, guys.
This is really odd that it's split along gender lines. I love the Squib song, but also More Than Survive.
More Than Survive is amazing.
Michael in the Bathroom's a great song, but I feel like it, more than anything else, can be taken out of the show.
I think
and
that's
doesn't
why
change
I like
anything.
It.
Yeah.
Because it's Joe Iconis. I think that's it.
Do you have a least favourite song? I think we're going to be unanimous here.
Least favourite?
Yeah.
I need to look at the like song list because I haven't like figured out what titles were yet. Hold on.
I mean, the overture wasn't amazing. That helps you.
I mean, Jeremy's theme.
Yeah.
Jeremy's theme.
Like, I was ready for it to end.
I mean, I'll just put it out there. I really dislike the Pants song.
The Pants song feels like it's from a different show.
Right?
Like, I think it's a funny song, but when it gets to it, you're like, wait, what is this?
Yeah,
where did this come from?
Who are we talking to? Who, and why?
Yeah, I think I agree. It's the one, like, closer to the end of the show.
Yeah.
Second last song. I don't need to look that. Yes.
Right. I love them all. I mean, bangers, bangers, bangers.
I do like the Pitiful Children as well. But let's shall we go on?
Yeah, let's go to lessons. I think I learnt a lesson today from one of the songs that you guys hate.
Oh, yeah.
The pants song?
Well, I could not have been up to the pants song because I was not listening for long. But I learnt that you have to put on pants for those important people in your life.
It is referenced earlier on. I'm glad that you have
not done that.
That his dad doesn't wear pants. Yeah.
Maybe, okay, then maybe that because like, it was like
right in the beginning.
A whole thing about having to put on pants for important people. And I was like, yes, I do have to.
I think it's also a comment on depression.
I mean, I just like not wearing pants.
We know.
I think it's the like typical, again, coming of age, popularity, what are you willing to do to get it kind of ideal. But well, I also think it's a big lesson in that you don't have to take a traditional road to Broadway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you really mashed those
I
two
really
together.
Did. I have
comments on the first one. I yeah, just go agree for with it. The second one. His I Want song is like, I don't want to be cool.
No.
I just don't want to be uncool.
Yes.
But then it changes through and then he ends up being just like, okay. He's not cool. He's not uncool.
He's just whatever.
So it's not like he's struggling to get what he wants.
No.
He goes, he overshoots. So I think it's a weird fable in that if you strive for more than you want, you'll hurt a lot of people, but you'll get what you need at the end.
Yeah, do too much, go too far, and everything will work out fine.
I think one of the big through lines for the thing is that everybody feels that way.
Yes.
Like at the end of the show, it's like even the cool kids felt dumb and stupid and were trying to be cooler than they were.
Absolutely.
And so at the end, kind of like nobody's cool at the end, but like they understand each other a little bit better now.
Which is what you kind of want. Well, Rich is the one that tells him in the first place about the pill, right? So it's like, it's not like, come on, guys.
Come on, you guys.
Come on, you guys. Come on. But I also have, like, I have a problem in that, like, a lot of this is fueled by a girl.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I mean, I guess that's a lesson in that all of those themes are always going to be universal and teenagers are always going to be portrayed as...
Welcome to the mind of a teenage boy.
and then we're always going to portray teenagers as going after a guy or a girl and finding popularity because of that. But I just am like, I learned that I'm like now too old to appreciate that storyline.
100%.
Oh, you're growing out of coming of age stories. This happened to me like 5 years ago.
Yeah. I'm about to turn 30. It took its bloody time.
Like, I only realized that like a couple of weeks ago. I don't even remember what I was watching, but it was something and I think it was a TV series and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care. I have no, I don't want to get to know this love story between these two teenagers because it's not going to last anyway. Why do I care?
Oh, poor teenagers.
So Julie and I have learned that.
We're old. God, I'm older than you guys, and this is making me really depressed, guys.
No, keep it. Keep that the youthfulness.
What? I think I do agree with you, but I have to say I do like that Christine has her own romance subplot that's not with Jeremy throughout the show. Like it's not just him
really
being like, I'm pining
for
you. She has her temptation, which is like this cool guy
who
likes her and she kind of doesn't change for him. Like she kind of is like, this is who I am and he seems to be into it and
she's good.
She has her own insecurities, but she actually handles everything a lot better than Jeremy does.
Yes.
I do appreciate a strong female character.
Yeah.
But I don't even think that she's like a particularly strong female character. I think it says that she's an everyday female character and she is strong.
Yeah.
She is strong.
Yeah, like it's Jeremy is the weird one for not being handling things maturely and she's what people should aim to be.
He's technically 2 years behind in maturity anyway, right? So
technically. But I mean she is chill.
Yeah.
And he is not chill.
He's not chill.
I mean, listening to this for the first time without having any concept of what it was done on stage, it definitely got me thinking about how to handle a character that is very present but not necessarily seen.
That's true.
Is not a character that's walking around with the other characters.
Yeah.
How do you handle that? Like, because in How to Succeed in Business, there's the voice of the book. And that is a character that he does kind of back and forth with a couple of times. But this one, like, you're literally having conversations and this person isn't there in Broadway.
Yes.
On Broadway, I know that there is a person that is literally walking around and he just can't be seen in inverted commas.
See, I don't like that.
I don't like that either. but, you know, it's Broadway. What can you say?
You do whatever you want when you're on Broadway.
But I think that really got me thinking about different ways of presenting a show on a stage that isn't the traditional fourth wall, nothing passes between and what happens there. That's
true. It's a good lesson to learn.
Mm. As a director or, or a designer, yeah.
How about you, Julie? What did you learn about Be More Chill?
What did I learn about Be More Chill? Nope, just the pants thing. Anything that can be gained from the first six tracks.
One. All right, that's fine. I learned that I might be a squib.
You might be a squib.
Yeah,
okay, someone fill me in.
The way that I talk to myself in my head,
yeah,
very similar to the way he talks to Jeremy.
Katie, help me.
Squib is the pill, essentially. So okay. Like the character, like the supercomputer. Super
quantum
unit Intel processor.
Okay.
So he talks to him the whole time.
And this is the unseen thing.
Of being like, just like, chill out, man. This is what you need to do in order to get what you want and all that kind of stuff.
This is, my little brain can't handle.
Maybe you need a squib.
Maybe I do, but I don't know what that means. I kind of am terrified to have one.
Why?
Because he's crazy.
I mean, yes, in this situation he is crazy, but if Little Shop of Horrors has taught us anything.
Also crazy.
Maybe the plants deserve a chance. Maybe global warming is here for a reason.
That's true.
Yeah, global warming really puts a different spin on Little Shop of Horrors.
Tell us to not feed the plant. They specifically tell
us. That's a very anthropocentric view of Little Shop of Horrors. And thank you. I think we should start looking at it from the plant's perspective.
Danny, any other lessons that you learned from Be More Chill?
It was so frustrating.
I learned that things from Japan are better than drugs. Yeah. That's what I learned.
I've been to Japan. I haven't taken many drugs. So.
I do love the dramatic way they say it's from Japan every time.
The robotic whale.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because like Maniac on Netflix. Have you guys watched that? Kind of the same kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of.
In that, like, yeah. And I just, it's a running theme in the world at the moment, guys. Supercomputers.
Oh, well, it's they're doing it.
They're doing it.
Conspiracy. It's already there. We're already here.
Brain machine interfaces are coming along, but it's nowhere near this. And it's probably not going to have its own personality. Like, that's a whole different area of programming.
Can we please move on before I start freaking out?
Okay, all right, let's have a little break. Question.
Mm.
Is Zac Efron too old for this
musical? No, I have him in my list.
I think Zac Efron could be fine as Squib.
Or rich.
Or rich. Mm. Yeah, he could be rich.
Who has their shirt off the most? Someone have their pants off?
It's a director.
Yes. The dad.
He's the dad.
Have put as Jake Gyllenhaal. Because how I did this, I was like, okay, all of the teenagers in the world at the moment in stuff, how do I cast them? So I went through with like the Spider-Man cast, then the Riverdale cast, then like some Disney peeps. Tom Holland is Jeremy.
As you know.
That's what I've got. Yeah!
Tom Holland is Jeremy.
I'm all about a bit of Tom Holland at the moment.
And then Jacob Batalon, who plays his friend Ned in Spider-Man, would then play Michael because that would be hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, that would be cute.
It would be cute, right? Yeah. He'd be really cute as Michael.
So where are we putting Audra McDonald?
I think Audra would be a great Squib as well.
Here we go.
Just saying, like, we've never had a female Squib.
We've never had a female.
But I think it could be gender neutral.
It could be.
Probably you'd want to play a gender.
What about?
Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
KB, you're coming up with all the hotties today.
I know. I was like
so impressed.
It's because he popped up on my Instagram today.
I'm gonna say we are living in the world of a million Keanu Reeves cameos at the moment. So I mean, he could just play the script.
He could
and just be done with it.
That would actually be funny,
and then we don't have to do it again.
Well, just that they said it. This guy looks like Keanu. Who looks more like Keanu than Keanu?
Well, he is immortal, so he could play it for a while.
That's true. The Squib is a computer. He's ageless. It doesn't matter how old he is.
Who do you have as Christine?
I had Kelly Marie Tran from Star Wars. She's Rose in the
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Can she sing?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
We'll figure that out later.
She can sing in our dreams.
Yeah.
All right.
Who did you have, Zane?
I actually didn't have anyone for Christine. I really struggle casting younger people on Broadway.
It is really hard.
Yeah, because you really just kind of go like, I don't know, who was in Dear Evan Hansen?
Well, or, and that's
like, what I was thinking.
This cast looks too old for me. Like I look at, and I know that the guy playing Michael is 32 or 33, but he's like, I mean, I know I look 12, so I cannot comment, but he just looks like a 30-year-old on stage. Yeah. And so I would want younger.
It's like that's Greece what I mean. Usually, all over again. Like, ideally for me, you'd go with talented no-name people, I think. If you want to put a big name in it, put them in as the squip.
Jason Robert Brown did with 13. I think it has to be the same kind of process. I was like, Zendaya would be great, but that's only because I cast the cast of Spider-Man in this show.
Guys, I just learned something. Like, Jason Robert Brown apparently did 13.
Oh, Julie.
This is me learning that right now.
Okay, well, I guess this show by example,
by correspondence,
has taught you something about Jason Robert Brown.
Yeah, this is how I learn all my lessons.
Good.
What about Kimiko Glenn?
Oh yeah,
interesting because she was in Waitress.
Yeah, if we're gonna use older people.
We know she can sing. Yeah. Well, I think we might have to. Yeah. I don't know any young people.
Who's playing in Mean Girls at the moment?
All of them could do it.
They're all 30.
I know it's so hard.
Teenagers. It's like they're not talented anymore. I'm joking. I'm actually joking. Don't send hate mail.
Well, but when it does come to casting of the Squip, I think Eric William Morris, the original Squip, is my ideal Squip. I think approach to it and doing his approach with the new script might be a bit different, but I think definitely as a singer,
he's my ideal voice. Better.
Yeah.
So not John Lithgow? Or?
No.
That actually would be so funny in the worst way.
When approaching the script, you could play the script in any number of different ways. You could play it like an grouchy,
Alan Cummings.
You could play it like a grouchy old man, or you could play it like a sexual deviant.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because you're a sexual deviant. And you said Alan Cummings.
I love that.
But yeah, but so, and you can see that in the original and in the Broadway, they have played it two different ways. But yeah, I feel like I'm dominating the conversation. I have nothing to add.
I literally have nothing else.
We got Zac Efron.
All right, we did. Should we move on to our top five lists?
Yes.
I have not listened to so many soundtracks now that this might not even make the top five musicals Julie didn't do her homework for.
Yeah, we've extended that to top 25.
I mean, so we've done almost 100 episodes, so that's like a list of almost 80.
Yeah. I'm going to say top five musicals set in a high school and just like go real generic for the first one.
Does it?
Yeah. I know it's
Mean
big.
Girls, Heathers.
Yep. Hairspray. Grease.
Yeah, we're not putting Grease on the top five list of anything, are we?
Sorry, Grease 2.
I know, it's a big call.
I put it on top five science fiction musicals.
Oh, yeah. I put featuring a supercomputer, but I can't also give you four other musicals that would be on that
Does
list.
The Adding Machine count?
Oh, God, no. That also is on the delete immediately.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah, that's awful musical.
I think top five. No, I lost it. It'll come back.
I had top five musicals about best friends who are maybe in love.
Cute. Ooh. That's a good list. Flesh it out.
Wicked.
Nice.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Cute.
Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Hamilton.
Nice.
She says laughing. I don't even know what Hamilton's about.
Oh, it's famously about Hamilton Island.
I thought it was. Yeah. Yes. Actually, I heard it was an Australian-based musical.
Yeah.
I would put it top five non-visible characters.
Yep.
For the squib, or imaginary characters.
Flesh it out.
Well, I've already mentioned pretty much anything with a narrator, like Into the Woods, I would probably put, but then he becomes real at the end.
Yeah, how and to succeed.
Yeah. So there's definitely a few characters that exist above the show that interact with the characters in some way.
I got one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm so proud of myself right now. Top five musicals for like teenage breakout success.
Teenage breakout.
Yes.
Teenage breakout.
Success.
It's on two lists now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a twofer.
I'm going to say top five techno musicals. There aren't any others yet, but I'm starting the list.
Untrue. There has to be others.
Class is techno.
Yeah.
No. Or is it just electronic?
No.
Yeah, I think it's more electronic.
No, there is a word. There is a word specific to just like electronic noises that's not electronica or techno, but don't ask me what it is. But there is someone tell
well,
me
that word.
That word
is the top five list that it's on.
It's
here.
Like electro pop. Like it's probably more poppy than it is.
Yeah, there are songs that are,
and I think that's what,
but that beginning song, I would not put as electro pop.
Sure.
The very very first song to play.
I don't know enough about musicals to doubt you. So like,
I happen
just to say yes.
Super love techno. So this is something I can weigh in on.
It's all like synth and stuff, so it's gonna have to
sing. I'd also say top five viral musicals.
Yes.
This one and Avenue Q is the other big one, because Internet is for Porn is just went everywhere on the internet.
Oh, I thought you meant like pre it becoming a thing.
Oh, also like cult following.
Meaning it was its following that actually pushed it to Broadway. Had it not got
I would
that
also
viral
put it on
traction.
Yeah, I would also be on that list. Yeah.
Because I feel like viral, there's so many musicals that are internet-based.
Internet-based.
I was going to say the rest of a sentence, then my brain stopped me. Well, remember that extreme high like I had there. Before we recorded?
It's over
I'm
now.
Coming down.
I don't have any more.
You're out.
I would put it on top five original musicals of 2019, personally.
But it's not made.
What else would we? Oh, well, Beetlejuice is on there.
Well, I'm just talking specifically Tony Awards. Beetlejuice, Hadestown, The Prom.
The Prom is. See, this is the thing. If I have to like pick over The Prom and Be More Chill, I'm going to pick The Prom.
I probably would as well when it comes to musicality. Yeah. Nothing's going to beat my baby, Hadestown.
No, of course not.
By the way, I am so on board with Hadestown.
Did you listen to
now
it?
Now that I have a visual to put with it.
Good.
Because I was glad. Very anti-Hadestown when we recorded.
We know.
We were there. We recorded the
but
reaction.
But it's so much better to, like, see.
Maybe you just have not much imagination.
That's true.
Yeah. Quick, move on before this becomes
anyway, let's have another short little break and then learn some things. Hey, Danny.
Yo.
Do you have anything you want to tell us about? Anything you're doing?
So I am a graphic designer and illustrator, freelance in my spare time. So if anyone wants to see my pretty drawings, they can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Danny J. Alter.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
We might share something of you, a little something.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Have you done
we'll definitely put it in the show notes.
Thank you.
Have you done your own like animations to any of the soundtrack?
That's what I,
Oh God, now I need to. Yeah. How long till this episode comes out?
You've got time.
You've got time.
Minimal, but some.
Cool.
Oh, that's super cool. Thank you so much for coming and chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
If anyone is interested in finding us on the interwebs, wait, does the pill make you like everything in your brain is like the internet?
No.
Oh, man, I was going to say you could take a little pill and then just know everything
it's
about
us. It's a supercomputer, but it doesn't really interface with the internet.
Well, that's the only thing I wanted to do.
No, it just knows everything that you do.
Yeah, you have a phone for the internet.
That is useless. I mean,
just tell them the information.
Anyway, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com, musicals taught me everything I know. You can find us on our website, www.canonproductions.com/MTMEIK. You can find us on Twitter with the tweets at musicals teach me, as well as Insta.
Mm-hmm.
musicals teach me. You could email us and be like, Julie, please don't host ever again. Musicals taught me everything. Incorrect. musicalstaughtmepodcast@gmail.com. This is why I can't be trusted.
Thanks for sending us some emails, guys. I got really excited.
Emails. We have to speak about that off air because I want to know what they're all about.
Okay.
Or we can talk about it now. Anyway, go.
And then, you know, you could also, I feel like we should make it another Patreon level to make Julie never actually host an episode ever again.
No. Zane's got to do it. he's doing all of it so far.
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. What are we up to? We've got the Necronomicon.
We only need 20 patrons for him to do the Necronomicon in Lycra.
1,000 patrons.
And we're not far off. So if you jump on board today, it might happen next week.
Patreon. If you're bad at math, that might be true.
Or if you're good at supporting. Patreon.com/musicals taught me everything I know. But the most important thing you can do for us is to pop on over onto iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. And on Spotify, if you just happen to like falling asleep to podcasts, just do it to this one. Yeah.
In fact, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts right now, just go to the show.
Yep.
Scroll down.
Scrolling.
Give it 5 stars.
Yep.
Write a review and go, great show. Listen to Be More Chill. Thank you very much. The end.
Or, terrible show, but glad I listened to it. Also 5 stars.
But yes, every little bit helps, guys. Thank you once again, Danny, for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Thank you to
KB.
She thanked herself. How rude. Thank you also to Zane C. Weber.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Jules.
You're so welcome. I'm so sorry. Goodbye.
Bye.
So, what should I listen to now?
We are Castology. This is our podcast about podcasts. We are your castologists, Patrick Shearer,
Liz Best,
and Zane C. Weber.
Each week, we'll bring you 3 of the best and sometimes not so best podcasts around. We'll also do the hard work and trawl the RSS feeds to find the newest podcast that should be on your radar.
And then next week, we come back and tell you what we thought of the recommendations and bring 3 new sparkling podcasts to check out.
Now, will we always agree with each other's picks?
Probably not. But hey, you're clever. You know that's how reviews work.
We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatcher of your choice.
That's Not Kind of Productions podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.